Borowski is a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, beginning her training in Grand Rapids, where she was born.
Ms. Borowski entered the School of American Ballet in the fall of 1992. She became an apprentice with the New York City Ballet in the summer of 1994, was invited to join the company as a member of the Corps de Ballet in January of 1995. In the spring of 1997, Ms. Borowski was promoted to the rank of soloist, and in the spring of 1999, she was promoted to principal dancer.
She was a recipient of the Princess Grace Award in 1994 and will perform the principal role in Balanchine's Egon Weil Atzbach. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's the Princess Grace Award?
It's an award, in Monaco. They have.
You had to go to Monaco.
No, I didn't. I actually, the School of American Ballet nominates a student every year to kind of. You film a variation, you submit it to the Princess Grace Foundation, and they select different dancers that they think are worthy of a scholarship, and they award a scholarship to pay for your schooling, the School of American Ballet, and then they also, you can get nominated with the company as well, and then the money that you receive goes to the company.
And did Princess, I know this is typically devious, but did Princess Grace have a relationship with the ballet, do we know?
I think she, you know, loved the ballet, and I think she loved the art. So it goes to different, not only is it for dancers, it's for musicians, it's for choreographers, it's for filmmakers. It's a very big spectrum of arts that they award these scholarships to.
When you're up in the air, are you ever worried about falling or coming down in the wrong place or anything like that?
Oh, of course. I mean, you never know what's going to happen when you're out there.
Yeah. What's the worst thing that ever happened?
I mean, the worst thing that can happen is when you get injured on stage, you know, because you just...
Did that ever happen to you?
Let's wear some wood here. It has not.
Yes.
But I've definitely danced with injuries on stage. Just because most of the time, 90% of the time you're in pain as a dancer when you're on stage, which sounds ridiculous.
Sounds perfect. I want in on that.
I know. It's pretty incredible. But, I think once you get on stage, the adrenaline kicks in and you don't feel it.
Yeah, it's
and then
amazing.
Maybe you can't walk home, but then you get up the next day and do it again.
Although some would argue that like 98% of your life you're in pain.
Yeah, and I'm kind of nervous about when I retire how much pain I'm going to be in.
So without bringing that up directly, you are the most senior member of the company.
Yes, I am.
So do you think about it? Do they think about it? Is that a joint decision? How does that come about?
I definitely think about it. I've just had a baby, so I'm realizing that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to come back and dance right now, and I'm hoping that my body will, you know, sustain for another couple of years. I also just, I want to go out feeling the way I want to feel. I don't want to be crippled and going out there only doing some of the ballets that I'm capable of doing. I'd rather go out doing the ballets that I love and be able to pick them instead of having going, oh, I can only do Vienna waltzes because it's the easiest one to do. You know, I want to be able to feel strong and go out feeling good. And I'm sure the company thinks about it. I think once you get up to that level of senior, I'm sure it's on the back of Peter's mind.
And then what happens?
Don't know.
Do you start thinking about that now of what the post career will be?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things I could do. I could teach. I actually really enjoy coaching students because it's very rewarding to get into a studio and see the progress. You know, when you're one-on-one with a student and teach. I've been teaching some Balanchine choreography to some students and just to watch. You know, their enthusiasm and just see the transformation, especially if they're very classically trained, to kind of get them to move in a different way, like Balanchine dancers. It's been really, it's very rewarding.
You could become an evil critic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have no interest in that.
No.
No. Is when you look at your career, what are you proud of that you've accomplished?
I mean, I think... It's such an evolution from beginning till now. I've changed so much. I think, you know, in the beginning of my career, I was so hard on myself and such a perfectionist that I was never happy with anything that I did. I was always putting myself down and very critical. And I think over the years, I've just tried to accept, you know, that obviously we'll never be perfect. There's always something to work on. And at this point in my life, you know, I think a lot of life experience has helped me become the artist that I am. And I just really enjoy myself out on stage. And, you know, and I had the opportunity in the middle of my career to dance in Russia with the Mariinsky Ballet, mm-hmm. which was probably the highlight of my career. I did Swan Lake there, and then I actually was invited back again, and I did Diamonds and Prodigal Son. And just to dance on that stage with that company, it just felt like, wow, I've made it. You know, not that I, you know, New York City Ballet, I've made it, but like just to be, you know, where ballet was born and on that stage of so much history, it was a really amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you have experiences like that, do you then, are you allowed to, this is going back to the earlier point of being self-critical, do you allow yourself to enjoy that, or are you then, oh, let me find the next thing that is going to be great?
I mean, I think what's hard is staying in the moment. I mean, yeah. A lot of the times when you're really nervous, when I went to Russia to do a full-length Swan Lake there was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life, and I really just wanted it to be over. And that's really horrible to, like, think that way. But you just, you know, instead of staying in the moment and kind of, like, I mean, you stay in the moment because you have to, but,
sure.
like, I couldn't wait to be on the other side of it because
I think everybody understands that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be there, and then when you're there, you're like, I can't wait till I'm not here anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just the stress and the pressure you put on yourself, you know. And dancing in Russia where, you know, Swan Lake was born and all these I was like, what am I bringing to the table that they haven't seen, you know. So I think, you know, putting that extra pressure on yourself, it was just like, okay, let's just get through this. And
Has being a mom affected the way you dance?
It's really different. I mean, I've done a handful of performances since I've had the baby, and I feel like I appreciate so much what we do as dancers, not having done it for a year, and also the struggle coming back after having a baby. My body was just, it changed a lot. And, you know, trying to get it back and strong and feel good on stage, I think I just have such more appreciation for what we do. And every time I get on stage, I feel like it's such a blessing. And I also know it is the end of my career, and I just, like, want to embrace every moment I have out on stage. So I feel like this weird calmness when I'm on stage, and I don't even know how to describe it. And a lot of people have come up to me and said things to me like, oh, my God, you're dancing so differently. It's amazing. And I'm like, I don't really know what it is. I can't really describe what it is. It's just but I'm enjoying it, and I'm, you know – just I hope that I can continue to hold that.
Is the baby a boy or a girl?
A boy.
And you know, would you like to see your boy end up in the ballet?
I'd prefer not. Only because it's such a hard career, and I would hope that he could maybe do something else.
Okay, if you had to name what you'd like him to do, physician, professor.
I mean, he's very. Both my husband's an artist as well, so he already, I can see, he's almost 8 months old, but he has a personality, and he's very, like, likes to perform. When he gets in front of a group of people, he's, like, putting on a show. So I have this feeling he will be an artist of some sort, whether we like it or not. But it's, I mean, whatever he wants to do, I will be happy with.
So you're still a very young woman, but when you think about it in the ballet world, there's an expiration date, right? So this is a long way of asking the question, when these young kids come in, do they piss you off?
Do they? No, because I was once one of them, you know.
Well, that's not the question.
Well, no, it doesn't. I think, you know, you do feel...
I was thinking when the people were coming up to you and saying, oh, noticing the difference in your dance, and you're like, oh, yeah, look what I've been through. Go, you try that in a few years.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's the other thing that I've gained over the years is, you know, perspective, and also just, like, realizing how much you learn as a young woman and as you're growing up in the company, and kind of looking back, and I'm like, wow, I'm glad I don't have to start over again, because it was hard. You know,
right.
it's a hard career. It's mentally hard. It's, you know, finding your place in the company, working, you know, your butt off to get promoted, proving to everybody that you can do it. And I'm glad that I'm at this place now. So even though it's hard to see these young people come in and, you know, doing some of the roles that I do, I was there once, so I'm happy for them.
Right.
And I know that, you know, you have to pass on the torch. It's just, that's the way it goes.
Maria, thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you on the program. And you'll dance when?
I will dance tonight in Agon, and next Thursday in Agon.
Excellent. Well, yeah. We look forward to seeing it. If anybody wants to find out more information, they can go to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to meet you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.